Minnesota News Network, good morning. I'm Bick Smith. A Hibbing man faces up to 40 years in prison if found guilty of murdering his roommate. On Tuesday, 19-year-old Dylan Gilbertson was charged in the death of 20-year-old Jason Greenwood. Greenwood's body was found stabbed and burned earlier this month in Mountain Iron. House Republicans are in Maple Plain this morning continuing their call for a special session to pass a bonding bill with road and bridge funding, which died in the final moments of the legislative session late Monday. Reaction from House Democratic Minority Leader Paul Thiessen.
There's no reason that we can't take a little bit of time, step back, actually put together a good bonding bill, and then proceed. And I also think we should try to do a comprehensive transportation bill.
Governor Mark Dayton has been noncommittal on whether he would call legislators back to the Capitol for a special session. Minnesota's Child Victims Act expires tonight at midnight. The 2013 law allowed victims of child sexual abuse a 3-year window to sue, even if the statute of limitations had expired. St. Paul attorney Jeff Anderson represents a number of the victims.
We currently represent just under 900 survivors who have now come forward under the Child Victims Act. And as we speak, we're working with a large number of folks that are considering taking action before the deadline.
Since the law was implemented, dozens of lawsuits have been filed against the Catholic Church alleging priest sex abuse. Southeastern Minnesota is well represented for its smarts today in Washington. 13-year-old Lucas Eggers from Rochester takes on 9 other competitors this morning in the National Geographic Bee. A $50,000 college scholarship awaits the winner. Also, 8th grader Benjamin Lee from Byron is competing in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. More rainy weather forecast across the state should help firefighters near Ely as they battle the Foss Lake wildfire. Officials say the fire is now well over half contained after recent rains brought relief.
The things that are helping are the rain that we got and then higher humidity, which will be held in by a cloud layer as well, and then much calmer wind.
Becca Manlove from Superior National Forest. Another Twins loss is in the books. Minnesota's come-from-behind bid fell short last night at Target Field as they lost to the Kansas City Royals 7-4. Starter Irvin Santana was tagged for 6 runs in less than 4 innings work. He fell to 1-3, and the Twins have now lost 7 of their last 8. The Royals go for a sweep today with Game 3 of their set starting just after noon. The Golden Gopher baseball team is the top seed in the Big Ten tournament. It's set to start today in Omaha. Minnesota takes on 8th-seeded Iowa in the opening round. This is the Minnesota News Network.